In this video, I want to give you a practical guide on how you can upgrade your network at home or in your home office from 1 gigabit to 2.5 gigabits. Now, really, it is a follow-on video to my previous one about 2.5 gigabit Ethernet, where I talked about the different situations where upgrading is a benefit and actually some situations where upgrading doesn't give you any kind of benefit at all. Now, I hope you've had a chance to watch that video and you've now taken the plunge to go ahead and upgrade your network. Now, that's what this video is about, the practical aspects of what you need to do. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, so there are three practical aspects to upgrading your network. The first is you're going to need a 2.5 or better gigabit Ethernet switch. When I said better there, this does apply to 5 gigabit and to 10 gigabit, although of course that equipment tends to be much, much more expensive at the moment. You're going to need devices that can actually utilize 2.5 gigabit Ethernet, which means you're going to need to do some upgrading of network cards or using USB adapters, and you're going to need the right cabling. Okay, so let's talk about the switch first of all. I got a very, very low-end switch, just $30, 5 ports. It's not managed, so you can't do VLANs or firewalls or, you know, quality of service in it. There's no uplinks to 5 or to 10 gigabits. A really simple plastic box with 5 ports on it. And really, that just replaces the gigabit Ethernet switch that I've got. Now, to upgrade to that, what you need to do is take out your old gigabit Ethernet switch and put this one in its place. Now, if you have your gigabit switch incorporated into your modem from your or router from your internet service provider, then you're going to need to daisy chain it. So what that really means is you plug everything into the new switch, and then you have one cable that goes from the new switch into your existing equipment. And so everything really talks over that new switch, that new 2.5 gigabit Ethernet switch, until something needs to go over the internet, and then it pops down into your equipment from your ISP and then out onto the internet. So really, you just need to take it out, plug in the cables or daisy chain it in, and then just make sure everything works. Don't change anything else. Don't upgrade any other pieces of equipment. Just swap over the switch and then make sure everything works. Now, if you don't know what switch to buy, the website servethehome.com has a great guide on fanless, low-end, cheaper 2.5 gigabit Ethernet switches. I'm not affiliated with that site in any way, just I found it personally a good resource when looking into these things. Now, assuming you've got your new switch plugged in and everything is working still at 1 gigabit Ethernet because everything else in your network has stayed the same, now it's time to upgrade the clients, the devices, your PC, your laptop. And there are two ways to do that. The first is you need to buy a PCI Express gigabit, 2.5 gigabit Ethernet card. They're tiny little cards that you slot into a spare PCI Express port, normally an X4 one. And it really is just a case of undoing the screws, plugging in, screwing in the different things on the case, and there you are. Now, you will need to make sure you've got the correct drivers for it. Windows may well have a driver for it, but it may not be the best driver for it. Go to the manufacturer's website and get the best driver from there. The other way to upgrade is, for example, I've done this on my laptop because I don't have, obviously, it's a laptop, doesn't have a PCI Express, doesn't have a case, can't plug these little cards in, is I'm using a USB dongle. And these tend to be relatively low price now. They're coming down in price. But you need to make sure you're using a USB 3 or greater port because, obviously, older ports aren't capable of that kind of data transfer. Now, the one thing to notice is that the USB ports can sometimes be a bit on and off. So I've been using this one now for quite a while, and I had to make sure, first of all, I had the right driver because the Windows driver worked, but it was a little unstable. And I had to make sure I got the latest one from the manufacturer. And sometimes there seems to be moments when it just disconnects and then reconnects. Now, I'm hoping that's a driver issue that will get fixed. Certainly the one that's the PCI Express card didn't suffer from that, but it's not terrible. It's not like, it's not even daily. We're talking maybe, you know, once a week or something like that. But just something to be aware of, that the USB ones, in my experience, do tend to be slightly less stable than the PCI Express cards. And what you need to do is you take each device in turn, you upgrade it, putting in the new card using the USB, sort out the drivers, connected to the network, and then you need to test the speed, file transfers, or whatever it is you're using to see how well the new network is performing. Now, I also wanted to upgrade my network attached storage, because obviously it's a great benefit to have faster access to your network attached storage. The setup I've got with the disks and the everything can cope with that bandwidth, so that's not an issue. The problem is that I couldn't get the USB adapter to work. My devices come with gigabit Ethernet built into them. They don't have 2.5, and the USB adapters were relying on an open source project which works for some devices, but it doesn't work for others because obviously the project doesn't have every single network attached storage device out there, and in my particular case it didn't work. So my network attached storage in its current setup has remained the same at 1 gigabit. Now of course that's now got me thinking about what I need to do in the future about improving that for my network attached storage. But something just to know, you're not guaranteed to be able to upgrade something like network attached storage. If it's running on a PC and you've built it yourself, you've got hard drives connected to it, SSDs, whatever, then you've got a greater chance. If it's something, a consumer product that's come from a company like Synology or whoever, then you may not be able to upgrade it. Just something to note. And the final thing that you need to check is that you've got the right cabling. Now, hopefully, if you've been using cabling that you've bought in, let's say, the last decade, you've probably got Cat5e cabling, and you need Cat5e as the minimum. Now Cat6 will also work. There's no point in buying Cat6a or something like that. That's just going to be much more expensive. Some people have reported that if you've got high quality Cat5 cables, not Cat5e but Cat5 cables, then those are going to be able to work with 2.5 gigabit Ethernet as well. However, from a technical point of view, the standards say that you need to have Cat5e. Now you need to check all your cables in your network that are going to carry 2.5 gigabit Ethernet traffic and make sure you've upgraded them to Cat5e. So if you are finding that something isn't working, that is also a place to look. I personally bought some new 1 meter, 2 meter, 3 meter and 5 meter cables. Most of my networking equipment is fairly close to each other. I don't have to string any cables to the other end of the house for 2.5 gigabit Ethernet. So I was just able to replace those, and that was fairly simple. So I followed literally the steps that I've just outlined for you. I've got 2.5 gigabit Ethernet up and running here in my home office where I make these videos, and it's been working absolutely great. Of course, there are still things that I'm thinking about, like I said, my network attached storage, but for the first steps that I've made here, the upgrade has gone great. Okay, that's it. My name is Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. Have you upgraded? Tell us about your failures, tell us about your successes, so we can all learn from those. If you like this video, please do give it a thumbs up. If you like these kind of videos, then I invite you to stick around by subscribing to the channel. And also, please do check out my Patreon page. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.